The outgoing chairman of BHP Billiton, Don Argus, has stared down opposition from anti-uranium mining protesters and declared that he wouldn't allow them to hijack his last annual general meeting. The protesters outside and shareholder activists inside raised concerns about uranium mining and storage. The meeting in Brisbane also heard BHP Billiton predict that the world economy would emerge less strongly from the latest recession than from any in its history. Annie Guest compiled this report in Brisbane.
The protesters were watched on by shareholders as they walked into the annual general meeting in Brisbane, as well as a security contingent that included 12 uniformed police. Officers estimated there were 80 to 100 protesters making their views known. Some staged a mock press conference.
Mr. August, sorry.
I'm talking to this
gentleman. That will be millions of tons of radioactive waste.
Well, yeah, it'll all be dealt with appropriately. Don't you worry about that.
Inside the conference centre, shareholder activists used the meeting to formally question the board about its plans regarding uranium mining and storage. It was a familiar scene for the outgoing chairman, Don Argus.
If we do not get this right, we, the shareholders, will be responsible for having a James Hardy-like situation.
Let me put the uranium position very clearly to you, because you're not going to hijack this meeting, my last meeting, I can assure you. The uranium is an increasingly important element in meeting the global energy needs. You may not agree with that, but that's a point of fact.
But his comments didn't slow opposition from people like paediatrician Dr. Helen Caldicott.
And we cannot support an industry that will directly increase proliferation of nuclear weapons and diseases throughout the rest of time.
Clearly, the debate has to be undertaken. There are counter issues, as the doctor would know, to some of her statements.
Also today, some Indigenous representatives accused the company of disrespecting and damaging Aboriginal people and their traditional land. Eileen Winfield spoke about Roxby Downs in South Australia.
The mining company doesn't listen to people, yep. Ruining your children's life, anybody's life. I mean, that's the only thing they worry about is the money. Money's important, not the human's life. I mean, we have people's dying every day.
Don Argus said BHP Billiton has a very good record in this area. He also listened to concerns raised by a resident of Columbia, where the company also mines. Many shareholders would have been displeased to hear the company's outlook from Chief Executive Marius Cloppers on the world economy as it emerges from the global financial crisis.
We continue to believe that the world will come out of this recession less strongly than previous cycles.
Don Argus says the long-term future is looking better.
The scale of construction required to support the mass migration going on in India and China from rural to city areas is almost beyond comprehension. But as nations industrialise and urbanise, the commodities we produce are critical to their growth.
Another issue that's been on a scale beyond comprehension for some people has been reports of a big jump in the CEO's pay packet. But Don Argus says that wasn't the case.
I want to assure you that despite what has been reported, Marius did not receive a 51% increase in his pay.
Marius Cloppers is credited with helping to steer the mining giant to a nearly $7 billion after-tax profit last financial year, even though earnings fell 60% because of the economic downturn. He paid tribute to Don Argus, who will soon make way for the new chairman, Jack Nasser, the former boss of the Ford Motor Company.
He's listened to management, provided invaluable advice, challenged our ideas, always reaching for the best answers. Don has been a central figure in turning BHP Billiton into the great company it is today.
Whether that success will ultimately include a marriage with Rio Tinto is unknown. Today the company would not comment on speculation of a fresh merger bid.
Annie Guest.